about late Tom Lindsay. It's our monthly NDP report, but I think the last time we talked, Tom, we probably didn't figure out what's happening around the world. Scary times, crazy times right now.
Certainly is a different time that we live in, all right.
And we should make it clear that we are practicing social distancing, that we're actually talking to you via the telephone today.
Yes, we are, and hopefully it comes through loud and clear.
No, I think you're coming through loud and clear right now, Tom. We do appreciate your time here again today. I guess quickly, I know that you've been fielding a lot of questions, and certainly it's been a very busy time for you. Basically, right now, what's the most common question you're being asked from Fit for People in the area?
Well, I guess the most recent common question is, should my business close or stay open? And there is an order in place that talks about which businesses should close and which ones could stay open. And so I would advise all local businessmen, if they're not sure, to go to mgi@gov.nb.ca or phone 204-945-3744 or 1-866-626-4862, and they should be able to answer your questions. If not, I've got a copy of the order here and the exemptions and stuff. I can attempt to answer them, but probably better to get the official answer.
Sounds good. And, of course, we've been running these reports daily, and they've been kind of commenting about that as well. Tom, Manitoba, you know, knock on wood, has got one of the least COVID-19 caseloads right now compared to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. Obviously, you've been following this very quickly. Are you happy with the way the province has been handling things?
Well, I certainly think that we should be learning from other jurisdictions, and I get that nobody wants to shut things down too soon. But when we look at other jurisdictions within Canada and some of the things that they put in place already, I'm left to wonder sometimes why we're waiting. Let's do some of these things now if we really want to flatten the curve. If we put some of those restrictions in place sooner, then we'll flatten the curve. If we wait until all of a sudden we've got 1,000 cases, then we're fighting a losing battle. So some of those things, let's do them now and let's get things in place.
So you'd like to see the government act a little bit quicker?
Absolutely, a whole lot quicker. It's something that we can't afford to be reactive to. We have to be proactive. We've got to put things in place to restrict normal activities, if you will, so that we can keep people safe and come out of this pandemic sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and like I said, knock on wood, so far it's been, at least the numbers have been pretty low in Manitoba. Apparently there is a possible case in northern Manitoba. Have you had to deal with that at all?
Certainly, there's a possible case in northern Manitoba, and people are concerned about their communities and other communities, and that's one of the things we've been trying to get the government to do is to release better information as to which community it's in, because when you say, well, there's been a case in northern Manitoba, that's a pretty big swath of territory, right? So is it in Tadoule Lake? Is it in Flin Flon? Those are the things that really more information would prevent a lot of angst and heartache and stuff that the government could be putting that information out. Like they've announced now there's been a healthcare worker at Selkirk and one in Winnipeg. So more information is sometimes better without violating anyone's privacy.
Okay. We talk about Flin Flon. You are the MLA for this community, but for a wide area. I know I was watching the national news last night, and there is some concern from some of the different reserves in some of those areas, making sure that they want to be prepared in case something breaks out. I'm assuming you've been in contact with these places.
I've certainly talked to some of them and participated in some conference calls about issues that they're dealing with and how they're dealing with them, and many of those communities have already enacted their own state of emergency and erected blockades to try and prevent people that may be exposed or may already have it from getting into their communities, because if it gets into some of those northern communities that have really lacking healthcare facilities and crowded housing, 10, 12, 15 people to a house, how do they practice social distancing and proper hand washing? All those issues just get exemplified, so they're further ahead to try and keep it out in the first place.
Now, I was listening to what the chief of Cross Lake had to say last night, and he's not saying anything really differently than what I've heard in the United States and around the world. One of the big problems right now is medical supplies, Tom. Is that one area you're working in to get more medical supplies for the North?
Certainly, it's going to be an issue. And some of the First Nations in particular tried to be proactive and ordered supplies ahead of time, but their orders got preempted because other places were deemed to be more critical. So it's a matter of getting the supplies, the face masks, the gloves, all that stuff into those communities and into ours as well, right?
Right.
But it's also about making sure that you've got proper medical people in those communities that can deal with issues as they come up. They don't have the ICU units, so everybody that does show up that gets sick has to be medevaced. It just compounds itself and creates a bigger problem. So good for those communities that they're doing everything in their power to try and protect themselves.
Well, and you touched on right when we began the interview here today. I mean, the time is to act now. We still have low enough numbers where we can still make something happen, but who knows what it's going to be like a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now. And I know everybody is practicing social distancing, and you know as well as I do, that will help a lot, but it's certainly not going to curb it 100% as we're seeing around the planet. I think that's the big thing right now is really making sure you're prepared and getting a jump on it before it's too late.
Absolutely, and that's some of the things that people in Snow Lake and other northern communities have been concerned about is workers coming interprovincially that aren't being isolated. So if I went from Ontario to Manitoba just to visit somebody, I'd have to self-isolate for 14 days. But if I'm a worker coming from Quebec, Ontario, I don't have to self-isolate. I just have to say, have I been exposed and am I feeling all right? And then away I go to work. So in a community like Snow Lake where there's a camp, again, limited medical facilities, folks there are quite rightly concerned that not enough is being done to protect their community. So I've spoken with officials at HB any number of times, and they have changed the way some of their things are being done to try and offer some more protection. Is it enough? I guess only time will tell, but this is one of those things where going overboard is probably the right answer. Because if half of their workforce all of a sudden shows up sick and is unable to go to work, then they have an unplanned shutdown and it's not orderly and all the rest of those things, and people are exposed and getting sick then. So is there more we can do? There's always more we can do. So,
listen, Tom, there's testing sites in Flin Flon, the Pond, Thompson. Is there a testing site in Snow Lake?
Not that I'm aware of.
Should there be?
Absolutely. And there should be one in Leaf Rapids, and there should be one in Lynn Lake, and all of those communities in the north, if it gets in them, they're in trouble, the same as Snow Lake. If it gets in Snow Lake, they're in trouble. Now, part of the workforce from Snow Lake comes from Flin Flon, so there is a test facility here, but with outside people coming in and one thing and the other, absolutely there should be a test site. Because one of the things so many of those other jurisdictions have said is test, 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 test. That's the only way you stay ahead of it.
Right.
And as a province, we're not doing enough testing, never mind on the local level.
Couple quick things for you, Tom, before we let you go. And again, we do appreciate your time joining us here today. Every time you and I talk, it's always about the different challenges for the North. No one, including yourself, could have anticipated that this would be happening in our area, not to mention across the world right now.
Certainly, I don't think anybody could have anticipated the vast scale that this COVID has taken throughout the world. I mean, we had some early hints with H1N1 and SARS, but they were nowhere close to being what this has turned out to be. So it's tough to prepare for every eventuality. So, I mean, people get caught behind the eight ball, if you will. But once we see what's happening in other jurisdictions, it should give us a little bit of time to start getting ahead of the game.
When we touched off today, you talked about your message towards people that own businesses, Tom. We've talked about that, but I want right now a message from you. What would you like to convey to people in this constituency, whether it's a senior citizen, whether it's somebody with kids, whether it's teachers, healthcare workers, what is the one thing that you'd like to convey from you and your office to all the people that certainly, because we're all affected by this, what's the big message you want to get out at this time?
Well, I guess the most important thing we can do as individuals is wash your hands with soap and water and try and limit how much contact you have with people outside of your own home. And if you have to go out, make sure you maintain that 6 meters and carry alcohol wipes with you so that you can wipe the handle of the grocery cart. And I got to say, Co-op and Eddie's do a pretty good job of keeping things clean and all that. But as individuals, we have to do everything in our power now to enact those simple things like washing your hands and keeping distance.
I hear you. We normally get together every month, but something tells me we're going to be doing this a little bit more frequently here the next little while.
Well, I won't be in Winnipeg, so you'll know where to find me.
I will. Listen, I do appreciate your time here today, Tom. Stay safe, and I'm hoping we can do something probably even again next week just to keep people up to date with that, because like I know the challenges that you're going through, and people obviously want to be reassured that you're doing everything you can to help the people here in your riding.
For sure, and just as a closing note, while the constituency office is closed, the phones are being forwarded to my assistant, Lila Yaremchuk, and our emails are still up and running, so if somebody needs to get a hold of us, wants to get a hold of us, certainly the phone number 204-687-3246 or tom.lindsay@yourmanitoba.ca, and we'll get back to you and answer your questions.
That's one thing I've known from about you, Tom, ever since I've known you. You always get back to everybody. So, again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking to you soon, Rob. Stay safe.